Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10 weeks program. To know more about these offerings, you can check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Now for the topic of today, caregiving for your narcissistic mother. I've received quite a number of emails about how to navigate having to provide caregiving for your narcissistic mother when elderly or ill. You've sent a lot of questions on this topic, so thank you so much for sharing your experience with me and for sending in your questions. And what to do in this situation is a question I've asked myself a few times for sure as well. What will I do if my mother gets suddenly ill? What if one of her health scares she's so good at magnifying actually becomes a reality? What will happen when she's older and not able to live on her own anymore? Because of course she hasn't planned ahead for sure. I know that. So have you ever asked yourself these same questions? Are you maybe in a situation now where you have to provide care for your narcissistic mother? Are you the only one among your siblings who is tasked with providing care for her full time? Would you go no contact if you could, but your mother is ill and you feel like you can't? Or maybe you are no contact, like me, and debating whether to break it because of your mother's health. So all of these, if you're in any of these scenarios and situations, I get how intense it is. All of this can bring to some very intense decision times, and not knowing what to do can become a very challenging battle within yourself, where guilt, frustration, hopelessness, feeling stuck, feeling powerless can all be triggered repeatedly and even at the same time. The thing is, caregiving for your narcissistic mother is a very intense task to take on, and there's no point in trying to sugarcoat it. There's no point in me telling you anything else, because I would be lying to you. Providing care for anyone is a very intense task that can take its toll on you, even when the person you're caregiving for is very appreciative and loving. But caregiving for a narcissistic mother brings the intensity to a whole other level. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the main things you need to be aware can happen with your narcissistic mother when caregiving for her. And I will also go through what you can do to make your experience less intense and less emotionally draining. So, if you are in the middle of it and you are finding the task draining, exhausting, impossible, unfair, painful, and extremely stressful, I want you to know that I really get it and that you're not alone in this experience, as many listeners are living through their version of the same right now. And if you feel like you can't take it anymore, or you fall into frustration or even rage at times, this doesn't make you a bad person or a bad daughter. It just makes you human, because you are a human being going through an incredibly intense experience. So I want you to hear that if that is the situation you're in. And if you are in a situation where you're having to decide as to whether you will or will not become your mother's caregiver, maybe you are no contact and you're feeling into if to break the no contact or not, the reminder here is that you're allowed to feel into such decision and go with what feels available to you right now. You are allowed. No one can tell you what to do. And there's no right or wrong answer that fits all. You are allowed to feel into it, feel what's available for you to give at this moment in time to your mother, and then decide with that. And if you are caregiving for your narcissistic mother, despite all she has done to you in the past, and perhaps still doing, because this is your decision and it feels right by you, so you chose to actually go and caregive for your mother, even though she's been very abusive and maybe she still is very abusive, there are a few, like, It's okay if that is your decision, because sometimes when we decide like that, we may feel like you may be feeling like you shouldn't, or that people that know what you have been through with your mother in the past might judge you on this decision. They may be advising you actually to keep away from her, that you shouldn't be doing it, but you feel you are aware of it all and you feel in your heart that this is for you the right decision. Well, then no one can tell you what to do. Again, if you're listening to this podcast for a while, you know I say this a lot because it's true. No one can tell you what to do. You are the only person that can feel into what's right for you, what feels right for you, what you're available to give at this time and what you're not, and decide from there. So if you've chosen to actually be the caregiver for your mother because that is what felt right by you, you do you. You do what's right by you and align with that. So whatever your experience of caregiving may be, and you're super welcome to share it in the comments, there are a few things you can expect to happen when you provide caregiving for a narcissistic mother. Awareness of these will definitely help you in dealing with it, being more prepared, and also in knowing this is not a unique experience to you. As I mentioned, you are not alone. You're not the only one going through this. There's a lot of listeners that have reached out on this topic and that are going through their version of this experience right at the same time as you are. So you are not alone in this. Now, I can't cover in this one episode all the possible scenarios and all the possible things that can happen when you're going to be caregiving for your narcissistic mother, but I'm going to do my best to give you the main things that you can expect so that if you're in it, you know you're not alone, and that if this is happening to you, you're not crazy. This is just stuff that does happen and your situation is not unique. And if you are thinking about becoming the caregiver for your mother or in the process of making a decision, at least you know what you need to expect and what you need to be aware of so that you can prepare properly, and also, you know, making your decision knowing that this is stuff that can happen. So the first thing that we need to consider is that being vulnerable makes a narcissistic behavior get worse. A narcissist behavior get worse. Being ill or getting old to the point that she's not self-sufficient anymore, it's a vulnerable place to be for a narcissistic mother. And a narcissist doesn't do vulnerability well because they hide their weaknesses and insecurities behind their toxic behaviors. So for your narcissistic mother, being in a position where her vulnerabilities are exposed, she will end up needing even more attention and validation than before. You may have hoped that an illness might mellow her behavior. Instead, it is more likely that her behaviors will get even worse. And this is something to really keep in mind and remember. Because it's not that if you have observed her behavior getting worse, it's not because of you, it's not your fault. It's not that you're not caring properly or that you're not doing the job right or that you're not providing enough care or whatever she's telling you. That's just part of a narcissistic person not wanting to get vulnerable, not wanting to show weakness and fighting it, and so hiding it behind their behavior. I remember really well, although I was about between 9 and 11 years of age, but I do remember really well when my great-grandmother got ill towards the end of her life and needed a lot of caregiving. My grandmother, which was her daughter, became her main caregiver. Now, my great-grandmother, of course, I didn't have awareness of all of this, but looking back, I now know that my great-grandmother's behavior was the one of a vulnerable narcissist, with strong victim and passive aggressive behaviors. In her illness, she became openly rageful, insulting, and aggressively resentful towards her daughter. So not only the toxic behaviors towards her daughter became worse, but there was a shift from vulnerable to extremely grandiose in her narcissism. And so the bottom line is you can expect an increase in intensity in your narcissistic mother's behavior when she is in a position of needing care, whether that's for an illness or because she's just getting older and she can't take care of herself. Now, of course, we're talking about someone that is still conscious and able to speak and able to, like, my great grandmother had a stroke, but she was still able to speak. She was still she was still conscious, and her brain still had recovered and still functioned. The main issue was that she couldn't move, and so she needed a lot of care, and that had caused the switch in her behavior. Now, the next thing to keep in mind is that a narcissistic mother will weaponize her health situation to a degree. A narcissistic mother can use her illness or her general need for caregiving to her advantage. We established that a narcissistic mother needs attention and validation, so being in need for care, okay, there's the aspect of her behavior can get worse because she needs to hide that she hates the fact that she's vulnerable, but also there's the flip side of it where she can actually use this because being in need of for care puts her right at the center of attention and offers her the perfect excuse to be seen as the victim or as the martyr and to pull the strings of pity, guilt, and even fear, because she can use health scares to keep you in the loop of her control. Or she can push the button of your fear of her dying, because yes, maybe your mother was abusive and maybe you don't have a great relationship, but the fact that she could be dying because of an illness could actually be a source of a lot of fear for you because you don't want to lose your mother, and that's perfectly understandable. But she can use those buttons on you and pull those strings. So she can go as far as magnifying the situation, making it appear worse than it actually is, or she can even go all the way to the point of lying about it and faking being ill. So now here we're talking a little bit more about maybe not someone that is long-term ill, but like if you're getting an elderly person that maybe is still self-sufficient enough but can go through spells of times where there's like this mysterious illnesses that come up and these things that just all of a sudden, they're not really quantifiable, they're pains and things that you can't really prove that they're not actually there. So you kind of have to go with it, but is it there? Or maybe it is there, but it's not as intense as she wants you to believe. So this is something that can happen. She can magnify and ride the wave of a health scare or of a minor illness, making them into something serious, you know, talking it into something really, really serious, that even if it's not. It is not beyond a narcissistic mother to go to the point of sabotaging her own health to follow the need of getting full attention. This is a subconscious thing very often, but it can happen. Like doing things that, you know, looking from the outside, you know they're going to be really bad for her health. I've observed my mother doing that pretty much her entire life. I've actually seen her doing things that she knew were really bad for her health and looking at some member of the family and going, oh, look what you make me do. You're making me killing myself slowly and it's all your fault. And then obviously what happens when the symptoms of what she's doing actually become real thing, then it falls onto her daughters to take care of her. So it can be driven subconsciously. It's not that they're consciously planning it, but they can sabotage their own health. Now, what can happen with all of this is that all of this can make it for a very tricky situation for you, because it can leave you not knowing when it is real or when it is just attention seeking. And the line between the two is not always that defined, because it could be partially real and also magnified by attention seeking. So there is actually a real need for taking care of your mother, but she's making it into a massive thing that is making your life a lot more complicated because of the attention seeking. So again, that line can be blurry enough, and it can be very challenging, and I totally get it if this is what you are experiencing. Now, on this topic, I have another episode that you can also go listen to, episode 61. I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode. and it's called Attention Seeking or Real Need with a Narcissistic Mother's Demands, How to Tell the Difference and Protect Yourself. So that's another episode on this specific topic that you can go listen to. Another thing that you can come to expect when your narcissistic mother is ill or needs caregiving from you, you expect entitlement, resentment, and ungratefulness. A narcissistic mother that needs caregiving won't suddenly become appreciative of you. You may have been hoping that through all your efforts and sacrifices to take care of her, she will finally see you and acknowledge your brilliance. High chances she won't. And I know this sounds horrible, but that's really, it's better to expect it that way than to build a lot of hope that then it's going to be crushed, because high chances she won't actually magically become appreciative of you. I've observed this dynamic in extended family when the invisible child changed their entire life to take care of their ill narcissistic mother, desperately seeking acknowledgement and validation, only to remain the invisible child until the very end. She got none of it. She got no one acknowledged. It didn't matter what this person did. A narcissistic mother will not be grateful or appreciative, and she will not for a moment consider the sacrifices you've made. Everything is a given. She feels entitled to what you do. She will probably remark on the fact that you're not doing enough, or that what you do for her is your duty because she gave birth to you and you owe her. She will resent the fact that she depends on you, and she will let you know that. So again, this is all stuff that is to be expected if you're about to provide care for a narcissistic mother. Or maybe this is happening to you right now and you think, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me that is doing it all wrong. Maybe I actually deserve to be treated like that. No, you don't. If you're providing care for your mother and she's a narcissistic mother, or she has strong narcissistic tendencies, and this is happening to you, it is to be expected. It's one of those facts that we gotta expect it. And then we can make the decision and still decide to do it. But you gotta know that that's more than likely going to happen. Another thing that you wanna expect is that she won't care if you have other things to do. The entitlement and heightened self-importance typical of a narcissist won't make her see that you have a life beyond caregiving for her. You may have work commitments, maybe a family of your own, and also the basic human need to rest and take care of yourself, but she won't see that, and unless you set serious boundaries, there's no point in expecting her to be reasonable and aware of your needs by herself. She won't be. She won't see that. She will only see her own needs, like she has done for your entire life, really. That's not going to change now. Another thing to expect is expect money to be an issue somehow. She may weaponize money. She may expect you to use your money to pay for her needs. And maybe you have no choice because, as I said about my mother, for example, she never prepared for this time to come. Narcissists rarely reflect on their whole human nature and the fact that they may get ill or they may actually get old at some point. So they don't really tend to prepare because that would be taking responsibility, and that's not what a narcissistic person does. So you may have no choice on this. Or she may also use the reward of an inheritance to keep you spending for her, or to justify that you had to give up your job, for example, to provide care for her. You know, she could be telling you, oh, don't worry, because once I'm gone, you're going to be well cared for. You're going to be provided for. There's going to be this money coming to you. And it's not that you're doing it for that reason. But of course, there's a practicality to it too. If you're spending a lot of money, or if you had to give up your job, or it makes sense to actually know that in the future you have something that is going to support you in your life. And this may actually never happen. Do not expect to get back what you're giving. This is not really an exchange, at least not to your advantage anyways. Money is a tool of manipulation for a narcissist, and a narcissistic mother is no exception, and she will use it in some way. in some way. I've given some examples here. You may have your own version. I've seen inheritances being dangled, like being put in front of any member of my family in exchange for care and all sorts of things. And it never went well. It actually really never went well. The next thing that you can come to expect is the rise of the enablers. This sounds ominous, but it's true. So you may have hoped that those in your family who were enablers before, maybe your other parent included, or even went all the way to be flying monkeys, would now open their eyes and see what's happening, see how much you're doing, and see your mother's behavior for what it is. High chances they won't. And I'm not saying that it is impossible that they will change. I mean, nothing is impossible, but I wouldn't expect that, like having high hopes that that's going to happen, because they may actually return on the scene of your life as enablers just as they were before, because whatever their interests and needs were before are all still there. If your father has been an enabler all his life, he's not going to all of a sudden change just because your mother is ill. Because that would mean for him to face an awful amount of stuff, take responsibility on a lot of stuff. So unless there is a serious amount of inner work being done in the meantime and support being gotten and all of that, that's not going to happen. Their role won't simply have changed. And this will add to the intensity of the situation for you, of course. Another thing that you can expect is triangulation and comparisons. If there's more than one person caregiving for her, okay, maybe there's a few siblings taking turns, for example, or even a paid caregiver at times. Like I remember with my great-grandmother, my grandmother was the main caregiver, but she also had to work. So at times there was like a paid caregiver that was coming in to fill up, to provide care. And there was always complained to one about the other, and triangulation was happening all the time. So a narcissistic mother can very well triangulate between her caregivers in order to create chaos and conflict, because we know a narcissist thrives in chaos. She will also use comparisons between you and maybe the others who provide care for her, or other people that she heard maybe cared for their mother much better than you do, or even imaginary people that don't exist. If you've listened to the triangulation episode of a few weeks ago, you know that she can triangulate also with imaginary people in like completely fictional characters that do not exist, but that she uses to compare for comparisons and to make you feel bad. So you can come to expect that. And this is really important that you, if you are hiring someone or if it's a bunch of siblings caring for the same mother, that this is spoken amongst yourselves, and that you actually, if it's possible, that you just work. There is an episode on triangulation between siblings that you can go and check out if that is maybe a situation that you're in, so that you can know how to deal with that a little bit better. And the last thing that you can come to expect is that caregiving for your narcissistic mother is a lonely place. Again, no point in sugarcoating it. On top of the enablers, the flying monkeys, the siblings that may refuse to share the load, and the increase in your narcissistic mother's toxic behavior, having a mother that is elderly or ill will increase the taboo that is around talking negatively about one's own mother. If it was difficult to share about her narcissism before, with her being ill or in need of care, it's going to be even more challenging. People will really look, judge you badly and sort of look at you like you're saying something really terrible if you go on complaining about your mother when she's ill or elderly. And if you have been in that situation, you probably are there going, yeah, I know. I know. Because that's just a big taboo. Talking about your mother, expressing, telling the truth, saying what she is and saying how she behaves is something that for most daughters of narcissistic mother is a challenge at best times, when the mother in question is ill, that's even more challenging, especially combined with the carefully constructed appearance of perfection that the narcissistic mother projects to the outside world. So to the outside world, she's this brilliant woman, super caring, so lovely with her children, maybe self-sacrificing for her children, like a family woman, that she's done so much, or like, and all of that. And now that she's ill or elderly, her daughter dares complain about her. So it can be a very lonely place unless you have a community of people that truly understand what you're going through, and maybe they have been through similar experiences. So I am aware, after all of this, that I haven't painted a particularly nice picture for those of you who may not be caregiving now, but may be preparing for the future and the possibility of caregiving for your narcissistic mother. But it is truly important to know what to expect when you're making such a decision, so that you can be better prepared. And for those who are in the full role of caregiver for your narcissistic mother, again, you're not alone in this experience, and you are welcome to share in the comments if you're going through any of the mentioned situations. And also, if you have any questions on any of these, you can email me at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. So now that we've gone through the different things that you can expect, now let's talk about what you can do to lessen the load for yourself, at least a little bit. Because there are a few things you can implement that will be helpful in dealing with having to provide care for your narcissistic mother. Because once you know what to expect, then you can prepare for it. And it doesn't have to be as dreadful as I'm after painting it, of course. There are things that you can do. So, first of all, keep a one step at the time rule for yourself. One step at the time rule. It's very easy to get alarmed and worked up every time your narcissistic mother tells you that she needs care, or that she's terribly ill, or that the doctors are doing tests, or that she comes up with some health scare and she could have something awful, and so on. Remember that she thrives in chaos and in getting attention, and that she can weaponize her health to get her needs met. We said that. So keep being aware of this and seek expert advice when in doubt. So if she's going telling you all these things, you make sure to seek some expert advice, double check the facts, make sure that she's actually those things are actually true, first of all. And then take one step at a time in figuring out the situation. Okay? There is always going to be a massive rabbit hole that you can go down of the worst case scenario. And I know that going down the rabbit hole of the worst case scenario is tempting, because as daughters of narcissistic mother, many of us have learned to plan ahead and consider the worst case scenario, and maybe more than one, so that we're fully in control of everything. It's one of the different coping strategies. So if that's what you do habitually, I totally get it. And it isn't like a negative thing in general, because this can support you in preparing. But if this brings you down emotionally, if it stresses you, if it brings up a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of unsettled, overwhelm, and all of that, then it's not going to be helpful. So one step at a time. What can you do? What's the next thing that you can do? What's the next thing that you can plan? One step at a time. Get the facts, one step at a time. Then you get more facts, then take the next step. That way, you can climb any mountain. You can go through any situation. If you try to fix it all at once, or to see the future and see what's going to happen maybe in a few months or whatever, that's going to be very overwhelming and very frustrating and very, very difficult. So one step at a time rule. Point number two, manage your expectations. It's important to be realistic about what you can expect will be happening when you are your narcissistic mother's caregiver. This isn't a situation that will magically heal your relationship with her. She won't suddenly become the mother you wished for just because she's in need. We said all of that. So hoping for any of these will only make your task more emotionally challenging because you're going to be crushed and disappointed. So keep your expectations realistic. That's why I gave you that list of things that you might want to consider to expect if you have to caregive for your narcissistic mother. So keep your expectations realistic. The next point, do it for you. If you choose to provide care for your narcissistic mother, do it for you. Your mother won't suddenly see you and be super grateful for you. She will not give you the love and appreciation that you so deserve. So accepting this fact will help you not building, again, unrealistic hopes, only to get bitterly disappointed afterwards. So whatever you do in caregiving for your narcissistic mother, do it for yourself because it feels like the right thing to do for you. And if you choose not to, and if it doesn't, that's okay too. But for those of you who are choosing to do it, or maybe are in a situation where you feel like you have no choice and you have to do it, find it in yourself, find an inner motivation, find a way to do this for you rather than for her. Next point, really important this one, take good care of yourself. Especially if you have the tendency of people pleasing or of caring for others, putting everyone else's needs before yours. Caregiving is tiring and draining at the best of times. And when done for your narcissistic mother, it will not only be draining you physically, but also emotionally, as old wounds are likely to get triggered. So take care of yourself. Make sure to have breaks. Make sure to make space for yourself to recharge, seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Support is important. Take a few breaths every now and again. Take space for yourself. Do all, eat well, whatever it is, take care of yourself. Don't get lost in caring for the other person. Point number 5, set boundaries. You are going to need them a lot. You'll need them as appropriate with your narcissistic mother and her demands. And you'll also need them with various enablers, because we said they're going to come back. And flying monkeys telling you what to do, what you should be doing, what you must do, and all of that. And you may also need them in other places too, like for example at work. You could have a boss that all of a sudden decides to put a heap of work on you, and at this time, because you're also providing care for your mother, you can't take that, so you have to be able to set boundaries. If you haven't already, download the free roadmap to boundary setting. There's the link in the description of this episode, and it's a tool that is really going to help you in the process of setting boundaries. And you can also go listen to the episode. I have 2 episodes on boundary setting that I released just a few weeks ago. So you can go listen to those as well. Setting boundaries is going to be important. And this brings us to point number 6, which is still about setting boundaries, but it's setting boundaries for yourself. This is kind of part of the take care of yourself. There's the setting boundaries with other people. So like, being very clear with your mother what you can do and what you're not going to do, what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. Be clear with the flying monkeys and the enablers and your boss and all of that in what you are going to be able to do and what you're not and where your values are. That's all brilliant. But then you also have to set boundaries for yourself. Like, I will take a few minutes break every half hour of intensive caring, if only to take a few breaths. Or I will ask for help well before being totally drained, and so on. So these are kind of rules, if you want, guidelines that you're giving yourself, and you treat them as boundaries because there are consequences. You know that if you don't take a few minutes break every half hour, you're going to be drained and you're going to collapse and you're going to get sick. And you're not going to be able to provide care then. And or maybe some other things in your life are going to fall to pieces because you are not able to do everything. So you are going to have to set boundaries around yourself for yourself. Especially, again, if you are the type that tends to people please and to overcare for others, forgetting about your own needs. Which I get it. It is another coping strategy that is magnificent in making you survive when you are growing up with a narcissistic mother. So this is no judgment. I have been there. I've been a people pleaser for most of my life. And I've had to set very, very, very definite boundaries to myself to stop doing that, because that was really not helpful for me. It was actually bad for me in so many ways. So I really get it. Set boundaries for yourself. Final point, seek support. Not just practical support, which is very important, of course. You know, if you can, as I was describing the situation of my grandmother, she also had someone that would come in and fill in for the times where she couldn't provide care for her mother. So that's important. Many daughters of narcissistic mother find it very difficult to ask for help. We can have this kind of coping strategy that is better to have everything under control, and that the way you do it, no one else is going to do it. Which again, I get it, because that has been the bane of my own existence for a very long time. So I fully understand if that is the way you're going about things, but it's not going to be helpful for you. So it is important to challenge yourself to do so, to ask for help, or you will burn out, and then you're not going to be able to provide care for anyone. But also seek emotional support with others who understand what you're going through, or with a guide or mentor who can support you through it all. You know, you don't have to do this alone. And if you're interested to know the support that it's offered here, again, you can check out the one-on-one program or the women's circles, where there are women that are going through similar experiences, have gone through similar experiences. And when you share about what you're going through, you're going to be received, you're going to be witnessed, and you're going to be really understood. So let's recap for a moment what you can actually do, because that's really important. We've spoken about the expectations, but what you can do is where you get proactive. This is the stuff that empowers you, that when you do these things, it really makes a difference in your life experience and also in the life experience of people around you. I mean, if you have family, if you have children also, if this is going to make a big difference. So point one, one step at a time rule. Take one step at a time. Then manage your expectations. Keep them realistic. Whatever you do, do it for yourself. Find the motivation in yourself. Point number four, take good care of yourself. Set boundaries, and also set boundaries for yourself. And then finally, seek support. And that will be all for today. So I hope this was helpful, and that it has answered the questions of those of you who have reached out on this topic with your questions. Let me know in the comments if this was helpful, if it has. And also, if you have further questions, please either email me or share them in the comments. If you email me, there's more chances that I will see your question, because sometimes I do miss some of the comments, although I do my best to keep an eye on all the comments as much as possible. And I have a special announcement also, because this Thursday, there's a special episode coming out that I'm very, very excited about. This is an episode with a special guest. We went deep. It was an amazing conversation. We spoke about a lot of stuff. All narcissistic mothers. So just keep an eye out for the notification of when the episode comes out on Thursday, because you don't want to miss out on that for sure. And with that, I'm gonna leave you and wish you lots of love and wish you a wonderful week. Bye for now.